We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
This podcast episode is brought to you by Coors Light. These days, everything is go, go, go. It's nonstop hustle all the time. Work, friends, family expect you to be on 24/7. Well, sometimes you just need to reach for a Coors Light because it's made to chill. Coors Light is cold lagered, cold filtered, and cold packaged. It's as crisp and refreshing as the Colorado Rockies. It is literally made to chill. Coors Light is the one I choose when I need to unwind. So when you want to hit reset, reach for the beer that's made to chill. Get Coors Light in the new look delivered straight to your door with Drizzly or Instacart. Celebrate responsibly. Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado.
The sound of the final buzzer means it's hangover time. So grab a drink and join your host, Alphonse Sidney, for a Miami Heat Beat post-game show.
Heat win! Heat win! It's been a minute, so I'm super excited. I haven't been here since Thursday. The Heat haven't won since Black History Month. So super excited after a six-game losing streak. This is actually a really, really, really good win. Let's not, you know, shit on the Knicks. Let's not shit on the Knicks as a win. That's the fourth seed in the East. You're currently sitting at an eight seed. Like, this is a quality ass win. You know, you gain a game on the Knicks after a really, really bad second quarter where. And during this losing streak, this is when the team would fold and just kind of, you know, all right, we're done. Or even if they made that big comeback, it was just a little bit too little, too late. They started that big comeback in the third quarter where they scored 39 points. No third quarter this tonight, guys. 39 points in the third quarter. I think Jimmy Butler had 20 of them. Like, he just put the team on his back, and we did not wait for the end of the game. Like, this is one of the few blowouts of the season where they just took over a game, they put a team away, and they coasted through the last 5 minutes. Like, this hasn't happened in a while. We have to be super excited. Holding a team under 90 points is really, really good. So that means the defense is strong. They scored 62 points in the second half. Let's hope that carries over for the coming of Victor Oladipo. Please, God, save us, Vic. Take me out, brass. I am your host, Alphonse Sidney, a.k.a. Alf954. We are back in the building with, you know, we got the Miami Heat Beat gear on. We got the drip drop shirt. Siobhan's representing. Siobhan's back. Siobhan's been gone for a minute. What's going on, Siobhan?
Hey, guys. Hi. I miss you guys. What's up?
We miss you, too. And the thirsty weird dudes in the YouTube mentions probably missed you as well.
Missed y'all, weirdo. Too. Hey.
No, you didn't. No, you didn't. Don't give them no ammunition. Shit. And I'm in the new hangover time lair. All right, we're gonna get this thing fixed up. Got my man cave going. Gonna have some neon signs. Gonna have drinks. It's gonna be lit back here. You know, in a few. But before we get to that, before we get to this game, let's find out what everybody's drinking because we're a bunch of alcoholics on a Monday night. Yes, it's a Monday night, but I don't give a fuck because I'm back. Siobhan's back. Joey's back. I mean, I feel like, you know, three of us haven't been on the show, and, you know, like I said, since Black History Month.
The garage is back.
The garage is back.
Yeah. The infamous.
Yeah.
Just keep it down.
The moving wall. Don't let it go nowhere, Joey. Siobhan, we're going to start with you because we missed you.
What's up? Siobhan, hey, Nikias.
Nikias, what's up?
What's up, Nikias?
I appreciate there being a black row and a not black row for the panel. Yes, Brass did that on purpose.
Just following orders.
Go ahead, Siobhan. What are you drinking tonight? I don't know. You double fisted? What's happening?
Two fists on the comeback. We have Robert Mondavi Sauvignon, not Kendall tonight, Robert Mondavi, and some Maker's Mark 46.
Oh, nice.
Nice.
Very nice.
Nice.
Hey, Siobhan.
Hey,
Sha.
Girl. What's up, Tim? I missed you, boo.
What's up, boo?
Look at that. Look at the reunion. Everyone's happy. The family's back together. The Heat win. That's why the Heat went on a losing streak. We just had Voltron didn't have all his parts.
Right.
That's
we couldn't stack. We wasn't ready.
We haven't had a Joey comedy hour in a minute. It's been a lot
so
of
thanks.
Giancarlo Nava talking about rebounding.
It's been a lot
matter.
Of me on Hangover time. That's never good. That's like when Gabe Vincent gets too much usage. Like, what the fuck is shit going on?
Yeah.
There's a lot of KZ Akpala minutes.
A lot of glitches.
Couple glitches.
Mo Harkless made too many appearances. Tiff, what are you drinking tonight?
Just on my little staycation vacation. Just a little Tito's and vodka in here, and just a little smooth hen in here.
Ooh,
you what? Damn!
Yes,
I'm staycationing right now.
With the
I like the fact that the only difference between Tiffany's normal life and staycation is an extra drink. It's not like she didn't drink when she was working. She's like, I just have two drinks tonight. Shit, why not? Brass, right. What you got for us on a big? Big win. I think it's a really big win. After a 6-game losing streak, Victor Oladipo's not back yet. Bielitsa played a few minutes, you know. Somehow they won without LaMarcus Aldridge or Andre Drummond. I can't believe it. Jesus Christ, man. You the Heat fans lost their shit. Since Birdman, there has not been a buyout player who's done shit for anybody. Like, I'm telling you, the Nets in the playoffs, you're not going to see Blake Griffin or LaMarcus Aldridge at all in any kind of important minutes, any time of crunch time. But anyway, go ahead, Brass. What you got? You got something fancy for us?
Yeah, I made a drink called it's called a JFK Harris. I don't know why the hell they call it that. It's like it's sort of like a mojito with red wine in it. So I'm double fisting since I had a bottle of red wine open.
Oh.
I got honestly, like, it's weird and it seems kind of lame, but honestly, like, this the Snoop Cali Red is kind of
good.
My girl said the Snoop wine is good too.
It's surprisingly good.
My fiance likes it.
I'm gonna have to try that.
It's cheap as shit and it's solid.
I honestly thought something called the JFK would be a shot.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I don't know if it has anything to do with like a shot of red wine at like
Joey, you're the comedian. Joey, you're the comedian. How was that one?
No, that was awesome. Yeah.
Damn. I wasn't going to go there, Al.
Yeah.
Too soon?
I was going to say, I was at least going to be like, it's a cheating drink. Like,
yeah.
You only drink that on a cheat day?
Like, fuck New York, man. Like, you're talking like this wasn't a big win. Anytime we beat
it
the
is
Knicks,
for me and Brass,
huge
it's a big
win. This is massive.
I can go in public tomorrow.
I'm so pissed that I don't have work to go back to.
Careful.
To
yes,
in all my fucking
too,
coworkers.
Yes.
Damn it.
Joey, what are you drinking tonight?
I'm actually drinking a Lee Harvey Oswald. It's just something simple. It's just a screwdriver, some South Florida's own Kennesaw orange juice with some generic vodka.
Listen, I like the way you rep South Florida on the orange juice. I found out the place that I just moved to used to be an orange grove. So, listen, little known fact for when I get famous. John, what are you
drinking? You better have
that?
A drink.
Hold on, wait a second. In my defense, I wasn't really supposed to be on today. This is called very last minute. I popped in to say what's up to Siobhan, and then it's like, oh, just stay on. So I have no Fiji today. I have Zephyr Hills. So that's oh, that's what's geez. Going on. Yeah, I don't even have the Fiji.
Do-rag,
Mike. Brand. Listen. On brand.
Listen. That'd be awesome.
Fuck them kids right on top of on the yeah. the parts that you tie.
G's in the penalty box for the Zephyr Hills. We'll it is not his minute. Fault. He wasn't supposed to be on the show. But yeah, let's get to the game, man. Like, man, we've been playing a lot of They Kicked Our Ass. We've been talking a lot about trades. I mean, trade deadline's over. We haven't really seen the new guys. You've seen Ariza. He's starting. Tonight he looked tired, but he's still doing some good things, in my opinion, Siobhan. Like, yeah. I like the Ariza sign. And Bielitsa, new Kelly. We haven't seen much of him. I feel like he didn't, you know, he was out there, didn't really know the offense yet. Didn't know the defense because, you know, Spo's defense is complicated. He looked a little bit lost, but that's expected, you know. And Vic is coming maybe in the next two games.
Yep.
Well, so, I fucking hope so.
Yeah. Honestly, I'd like to score over 100 points.
He's coming. He's coming.
Head cold already? Come on.
I mean, should have wore a beanie if his head was cold.
Meanwhile, Kelly Olynyk's like already popping off in fucking Houston.
Oh, God.
This guy.
But he did. He's doing the same thing he did here. 15-point first halves.
I know.
And then he finishes the game with 18.
I didn't mean that tonight.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, we could have used that 15 points. But, I mean, going forward, Tiff, like, first of all, how big do you think tonight – I'm sorry, not Tiff, Siobhan. Yeah. How big do you think tonight's win was? And, like, do you feel momentum going forward? Are we in for another streak? Maybe something a little bit more sustainable?
I think so. And I was a little bit worried in the third because it felt like one of those Jimmy Savaho games. And it kind of was, but in a little bit, I don't know, it felt just a little bit different. It didn't feel like it was too much to ask of him to kind of pull off. But yeah, I hope that we are poised for a run. Like I said, hopefully Vic comes back in the next couple of games. Thick Kelly, as I've been told his name is, got a few minutes. Hopefully we see a bit more from him. I'm excited about that. And of course, you know, we've been hammering home what a guy like a Vic could do for us as far as, you know, getting downhill, putting defense on other guys. So I'm excited. You know, hopefully tonight is a good win. The Knicks are a good defensive team. The game looked really, really ugly at a lot of points because we're a bad offensive team. But I hope it is. I hope it is the start of, you know, seeing what, you know, the second half season version of this team looks like.
I mean, I agree. Like, I'm looking at them and I'm just saying, God, they need a scorer, man. Like, and they need that defender, that point. Like, yes, their defense was good tonight. But I mean, Derrick Rose was picking at the bones of Tyler Hero.
He looked like rookie Derrick Rose out there tonight.
I mean, but against Tyler Hero, like, that's how he looked. But honestly, but I will say, Tyler went back at his ass a few times. Tyler did some things tonight. Duncan did some things. Duncan did a lot of things without the ball, on defense, creating for others. There was a lot of things that Duncan did tonight, Tiff, and I'm putting this to you because you're known as a Duncan hater, which I don't think you're a Duncan hater. You know.
No, I don't like him.
Okay, sorry. You're a Duncan hater. But
it's okay. I don't have to. I keep telling people that.
If Duncan played the kind of game, I would love for him to play more. Like, if they're going to play you that close at the three-point line, he can take guys off the dribble a little bit, get in the lane, pass, do some things.
Right.
He did a lot of that shit tonight.
Listen, I'm gonna say it again. I don't like him. I don't have to appreciate what he's been able to learn since last season. It's not flip-flopping. It's what it is. He plays better defense than he did last season. Am I wrong?
No. Way better.
Okay. He moves better off the ball than he did last season. Am I wrong?
No. I don't know about that. He's.
I think he does. I think he moves better without the ball.
But if he doesn't, it's not because he ain't trying. I think it's because he's tired.
But that's what I'm saying. There's the effort. There's more effort without the ball, you know, on defense than last season. I just don't find him, and it's okay. Listen, make some shots, move without the ball, hustle on defense. I still love the kids.
Tonight was the kind of night. I mean, Joey, tonight was the kind of night you want from Duncan all the time. Like, 4 for 9 from three, 4 for 10 overall. He had an assist, a couple rebounds, plus 26 for the game. They were better with him on the court. That's like the kind of game you want to see from Duncan. No one's expecting him to blow up for 30, but it's just like be efficient from three, do some things offensively besides just run around the perimeter, and also on defense. I think we look for him more as a help defender because he's 6'8". He's big. He can help you, body up a big guy like Julius Randle on a mismatch. He played the passing lanes a little bit. I thought Duncan played the kind of game that is that we can expect going forward, or that we should expect going forward.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, Duncan just had another Duncan game. And I mean, we see like 4 made threes and we just roll our eyes at this point. Why wasn't it 5? But, you know, the game.
At least it's not 2 of 10, though, right?
Yeah, that's fine. I'd rather have 2 more than that. Yeah, I'd take 4 threes over 2 any day.
It's just math.
I will say, though, like the game after the trade deadline, I don't care about any of the players we've had on our team. I only care about the new players. And to see, I think we call him Belly, which is a perfect name because he looks so out of shape. You know, he is definitely not in heat shape. He is a shape, you know, shape like maybe like Grimace from McDonald's, you know, an eggplant shaped type of person. But, you know, hopefully we could, you know, try to help him out in some way, you know, maybe get some muscle on those arms.
Oh man!
I mean, it'd be nice if he would start over Kelly. I mean, if he could start in Ariza's spot.
Grimace had a similar box score tonight, really.
No, Grimace was better.
Oh shit!
Grimace was 0. Bielitsa was -4, with 2 personal fouls and 1 turnover. Jesus
Christ! It's just gonna take Dick Kelly some time to get into
That's it.
It's going to take him a minute.
I'm not worried about Thick Kelly.
No, he looked amazing today.
Yeah, I think he's going to be great. Giancarlo, what did you see tonight? I know you probably have a bunch of takes. So I'm going to cut you off in the middle of them.
Listen, they had their 2 shooters shot the ball well in the same game. We can't say that that's happened many times this season. They both shot 4 for 9 from 3. Duncan's put together 3 games of shooting the ball well, and their offense is going to look better when that happens. And if that can keep up, and, you know, they kind of died a little bit in those non-Jimmy and Dragic minutes, but that's what Oladipo's here for, to carry those units with another ball handler, another dude to get to the rim, another dude that's not going to pass out of a layup. Sick of that shit. I'm sick of that, and I'm sick of Jimmy passing to Andre while he bricks a corner 3. I'm sick of those 2
things. Oh, my God, dude.
Fuck, man.
Jimmy passing out of layups to Andre. Like, what are we doing? You know what? Yeah, okay, but the non-Jimmy, non-Goran minutes did not bother me as much as the non-Bam minutes, and I don't think Bielitsa fixes that because he doesn't.
No.
Like, Bam was amazing tonight. Like, we got to give him his props. Yeah. 20, 17, and 4 with 2 blocks, only 1 turnover. Mm-hmm. He did not commit a foul tonight, and he was guarding Julius Randle.
Yeah.
And he was, like, actually trying to block shots today because it's not, you know, he plays a lot of defense, but he's like legit challenging dudes at the rim. Like, he got, like, how many blocks? He got like 3 blocks today?
2. Yep.
Two.
His offense felt impactful. That little jump shot he takes was like a decisive jump shot and not that little shit.
There was no hesitation. He came down, dribble, pull up.
Yep.
He did not hesitate.
Yep. I mean, I think he had 10 points halfway through the third quarter and he ends up with 20. Like, he was out here he was out here impactful to get the win. Like, we got to, like, oh, the Hakeem fake. Come on. Mm-hmm. Who saw the dream shake tonight?
I saw that shit. I saw that.
My man hit it with a little, I was like, oh, shit. I was like, is that my man? I was like, what the? Go ahead, G.
My man can't play 48 minutes. And them precious minutes, that looked really bad. He doesn't look like an adult. Like, he doesn't look like an adult.
No,
he's not.
He lucked up into 1 lob. Like, that was a lucky lob, literally. And then everything else just seemed like he was lost. Like, I don't know what happened to this kid.
Blocked so often. I mean, he gets blocked at an alarming rate.
Because he doesn't jump.
Really soft. Yes, he doesn't jump. And he goes up super soft. He like floats up where he doesn't like power up. There's no explosion no in his lift. Takeoff. Because there's no explosion, no lift at all.
Like a gentle and that too, he looks very tiny. He looks like
when he had that free run to the rim and he took that two-hand power dribble. And like the kind of two-hand power dribble I would have killed my middle schoolers for taking. Like just catch a ball and dunk it. Like, what are you doing?
But if you're what even you going doing? To do if you're gonna do it, then you gotta be composed and you gotta make people feel that he'll do it.
Elbows and, like, lose up. The shit. He don't have his elbows out. Oh, that drives in me crazy. Nothing.
He's like baby Bambi out there, you know?
Just legs just flopping.
Just legs, just wobbly, just loose.
Wobbly as shit.
Out here like a stripper in heels, baby, tighten up.
No. Just keep going.
I've seen strippers in heels do amazing things.
That's what I was.
I know.
Way more athletic than Precious, by the way.
I know. Core strength and stuff.
Long time ago.
Long time ago. But I don't want to bag on Precious because honestly, I feel like this has been a very unfair season for any rookie, especially a rookie who was meant to be a project like Precious is. Like, I think he's eventually. Like, I think there's enough things there that he's going. Because we saw some flashes. Where it felt like when Bam left the court, he didn't leave the court because Precious had so many the same. And Bam had some rough times during his first
Precious
year. Not like this.
He's going to be fine. He's going to be fine in L.A. He's going to be fine.
But the thing with Precious, the problem is that it's not Precious isn't the problem. The problem is they are relying on him to fill in the minutes without Bam.
Yeah.
Yes.
I wanted anybody on the panel. Is there a... I mean, I don't know if it's Bielitsa. I don't know who it is. Like, I don't know if there is an answer for the non-Bam minutes on the roster right now.
Because we're small. There's no answer. Unless they, like, the gang rebounding is not going to help. The trapping defense is not going to help. We're small. Bam is big. He uses his body well. He's imposing. We don't have another big imposing figure on the team. There is no one.
Go ahead.
Cleveland's coach said that Andre was going to be just a gift and just impactful immediately for LA just off his size and physicality alone. And like you said, Cleveland was chock full of dudes like that. LA is big as hell.
We're small.
I don't even mind the small. Go ahead, G.
They were relying on Olynyk to play backup five a ton, which those minutes were really good for them. And when they traded for him, then that's why I was kind of pushing for like McGee in any kind of three-team deal with Cleveland. Like if they can get a guy to rim roll and play some five, because at least he, you know, like he's can catch balls in tight spaces. You know, Jimmy's a really good passer. Goran's a really good passer in pick and roll. So like they need some sort of like dive threat. And Precious, he's small. Like we talk about like other dudes being small. Like that dude's just small. He's not tall enough. He does roll forcefully. But he doesn't go up forcefully, and he screens really hard. I don't know. Sometimes, like I think of Siobhan all the time when I watch him play, because you always say like you know size matters, and like your kind of length and what you do with your size matters. And he's not the biggest dude, but any advantage that he has physically, he doesn't use. He's quick, but I mean, he'll slip real fast, and then just doesn't go. He's weird. He's a really weird experience to watch him.
Bam is small, and Precious is smaller than Bam, who uses his athletic athletic advantages even less than Bam does.
But it goes back to what Alf said. So all those things that you know G just broke down about Precious. He needed an off season. He needed, because a lot of that is timing too, because he cuts hard, but then he peters out. So a lot of that is timing. He just doesn't know. And I feel kind of bad for the kid. Cause it's like, it's do or die. This is it. Feet to the fire, do what you got to do. And we're not going to see his best self.
And they're
that's
content.
Not going to
happen. They have expectations. Like, it's not like they can be like, oh, whatever, if we lose in the second round. Like, no, motherfucker. Like, they need to find somebody who can give them 15 high leverage minutes a game. Like, you look down the bench, and like, that face does inspire confidence.
he doesn't at all. Honestly, I think somebody asked me today, are those minutes better taken up by Ariza and Iggy? And I would say yes.
Yeah,
right
combination.
Now. The backup five spot The best, your best option is Ariza and Iggy, because Bielitsa, and yes, I can say Bielitsa, motherfuckers. I hope I'm saying that right, because I talk a lot of shit.
I think that is right. I think Bielitsa is correct.
New Kelly. You pronounce it New Kelly Bielitsa. Nemanja? Nemanja?
That's even harder. I don't even know why you're trying.
Nemanja?
La Granja.
Nemanja.
La Granja.
Yep, sure.
La Granja Bielitsa. It means New Kelly in Spanish. But the guys that are out there, the Dwayne Dedmans, the Boogie Cousins.
That's my guy. That's my guy.
Boogie?
Yeah.
You guys want Boogie?
Just anyone tall. Anyone tall.
I mean, I'll take anybody. I'll take anybody that could do this.
Somebody who does content, I want Boogie here. Like, in terms of content, man, yeah. Boogie's going to say some shit every third day, and we're going to have shit to talk about. Let's go.
He's a human being.
I told G, you weren't here. I said, stop acting like you're at the grocery store shopping when you're at the food pantry waiting for somebody to hand you something.
That's true.
So if Boogie say, I'll come, I'm going to come on this show and welcome him with open arms.
Tiff, it's like going to Publix when there's a hurricane. There's like nothing left. You know, you go to the bird aisle and all you see is pumpernickel.
We're not the shoppers. We're the beggars.
You're going to have to grab that Dasani. Exactly. I know nobody wants Dasani.
The last one that might have come or not, I forgot who tweeted it, and there was no water anywhere, but there were crates of Dasani at Costco, and it's like, we're not that desperate yet. Nobody
wanted that copper water.
Fuck that.
I can see a visual of Boogie just like planking on a shelf, and we're just like, I don't even know if we should just get him. Is there anything else? Is there something in the back we could look for? I mean, come on.
You have Dwayne Dedman in the back. Can you check?
No, can you order it? Can you have it shipped to the store? I'll pick it up. Have
5 to 7 business days.
Check on exactly. Amazon. Like check somebody on said, they're panhandling for big man.
We'll rebound.
Hassan Whiteside will become available.
Let's go.
I mean, for the jokes, I'm in it.
I had to
kick
you out for that. No, I do. No way do I want Hassan back in this fucking team.
He was so eager.
Not a chance.
He was. G was like, yes, I'm doing good.
Oh,
what happened?
Oh shit!
I kicked myself. Giving a Hassan Whiteside performance.
I kicked myself out for agreeing with G. I was down for the joke.
Oh man, let's go.
I like
Leif's suggestion. I'll take it.
Drop off Joel Anthony via drone. Oh my god, he'd be perfect.
Can we have the drone?
The back.
I know, I'd rather have the drone.
That's a sturdy drone. That's a post presence.
Yeah. I'd rather have the, you can see everything.
Drone zone.
I'd rather run a back.
You want a drone zone?
Drone zone.
Drone zone. The drone
zone. That drone will make better passes than Tyler Hero. I'll tell you that much.
It won't jump when it passes.
It needs to be on target.
Even though I'm not bagging on Tyler Hero, people
no,
mad
but it's
at me.
Jokes. It's jokes.
It's joke. People mad at me because of what I've said about Tyler Hero in the past. I'm sorry, guys. We didn't get Kyle Lowry. Yes, he's still on the team. I don't. Somebody said it was my fault that they were playing so poorly because of all the things that I've said about them. I'm like, nigga, they don't fucking care what the fuck I say. Like, are you kidding me? Like, how much impact do you think I have? If I had that much impact, I would do more than just talk shit on fucking Twitch at night. Like, get the fuck out of here. You think Twitch. Tyler Hero's like, after the game, oh shit, I was on Twitch. Fuck up. You guys are idiots sometimes. Anyway, love you. Love the fans.
They knew what we tweeted, though. I'll say that. Certain centers in the locker room were well aware of what we said about him on Twitter.
Are they? Were they?
Who's we?
Who's we?
Well, I mean, you. We, like you. 20. You. He beat circa 2018.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Okay.
You're the reason Marcus Aldridge changed his fucking mind. Right. He heard all the fat boy shit, and he's like, fuck that. I'm going to go where I wanted.
Yeah.
Listen, I'm going to go to Brooklyn where they appreciate. Hey, Brass, he said, I'm going to Brooklyn where they appreciate thickness.
Right. Yeah. Yes, they do.
Lake heard E. Reed's chance. His rant.
Exactly. Yeah, we're our own worst enemy. So hard.
He went to the home of the notorious B.I.G. He said, they respect big motherfuckers.
here.
Okay, so well, we want to get to a few things because we have Miami Heat movie. We have some Siobhan breakdowns because she's one of the best in the business. She's coming for Nikias's crown. She, you know, her and Frankie coming straight into Nikias. You know, fuck out of here, dunker spot. No, I'm fucking. I love dunker spot. I listened to one episode. It was really good. But before we get to that, Tiffany and I are talking about tweets. We've been bagging on me, Tiffany, and Royal Shepherd from Five Reasons have been bagging on RJ Barrett for years. Okay, maybe months. Because we say that he looks like he came out of the 50s, 40s, the Jim Crow era, if you will. Like he legit looks like he integrated basketball. And I don't know what that looks like, but like today I said he looks like he was painted by J.J. Evan from Good Times. And if you look at RJ Barrett, it makes a lot of sense. Gee, you can laugh. You can laugh.
Gee, oh, I am.
Go ahead, Joey.
Holding it in.
And it's like, and I feel like, I feel like I'm being a little bit harsh, but it's crazy because we found a picture from the Negro Leagues, and it kind of just reinforces our theory. Go ahead.
Hold strong, Joey. We can't laugh.
Oh, my God.
Strike
that
one.
That uniform is so pretty. Are those Crocs? Oh, they're not Crocs.
Ooh, them socks.
Oh, jump on and be Crocs.
So, Brad, put that up again. So, we're not wrong. Saying he looks like we're not wrong saying he looks like a Negro League player because there is a Negro League player that looks exactly like RJ Barrett. I knew he wore leather helmets to play football.
Looked like he got cut from Field of Dreams.
I'm laughing because of Joey's face.
Jackie Robinson was his idol.
Right.
I'm just learning. I'm listening. That's all I can do as a white man. I'm just listening.
Yeah. He looked like he should be on a bag of rice.
The knapsack bag, the woven.
His first coach was Jim Crow. Anyway.
Oh my God.
Hey everybody, before we get into today's pod, I wanted to talk to you a little bit about Blue Wire Hustle, a brand new program where you can host your very own podcast here on Blue Wire. Hustle was created to give everyone the opportunity to take your podcast to the next level. Or if you wanted to host a podcast and just don't know where to start, Hustle is the perfect place for you. As part of the program, you'll receive cover art, Q&As with Blue Wire's top podcasters, access to our community Discord, and e-learning course filled with tips and tricks. On top of that, we'll get you show published to Apple, Spotify, Google, Stitcher, and other listening platforms. And the best part is that you can get this all for $15 a month. That's the same rate that any other hosting site would just charge you for the initial setup. So whether you're starting from scratch or have an existing show that you want to grow, Hustle is an open door to your sports experience. Acceptance to the program is limited, so get your application in today. To apply, go to bwhustle.com/join. Check out the description box for this episode to find out more. That's bwhustle.com/join.
Oh my!
This is what happens when you work with black folks.
Listen, the top row got jokes right now.
When you we've been together in a minute.
Listen, I watch you go through this by yourself and no one around you be able to join in. You have to keep it going. Shout out to Royal for jumping in, but we got you.
Shout out to Royal. I'm sorry, y'all. I'm sorry.
Poor RJ Barrett. He played with Josh Gibson, so man's a pioneer. let's get back. I want to get back to basketball for a little
me too.
Bit before we go to Joey's comedy hour.
Joey, you got to follow this.
Put that picture back. Put that picture back up again.
Oh my God.
A lot of weight shifted to that left leg.
Yeah, it is. That's that kickoff leg. That's that kickoff. think I that's that leg. That's the leg he lead with when he run at night.
They get out run, you know, run straight at the camera and dart.
I cannot laugh at that. That was so fucking funny.
How do you think I felt when before the show Alf was like, "Hey, can you photo Photoshop something for me?"
That's Photoshopped.
Wait, wait, wait. You think RJ Barrett takes the subway or the Underground Railroad?
I'm not laughing at that one.
Done.
Oh shit. Oh, okay.
I feel bad for the pod audience because that was fucking hysteric. I'm sweating.
It is really hot in this garage right now.
Joey.
So lefty life said now the segregation of the screen is awkward.
the top half is laughing its ass off. The bottom half is like, oh my god.
I don't like the word segregation.
Joey don't see color. Siobhan, let's get back to basketball. We stupid. You got some plays you want to go through.
Yeah, I got three. Just talking about Heat offense. Some places where it looks really good, some places where it looks good, but I still see I like what they do. We can do a lot of sets out of things that we do. Go ahead, Brass. First one I thought was really cute. I wish Bam would have start paused. So I for how the play ends up, I wish Bam starts his post up sooner. I'll show you what I mean. Go ahead, Brass. Duncan comes across. I like this little like pause. So he does his like diagonal brush screen for Jimmy. Jimmy kind of rolls free right around the like third hash area, but he continues his cut for Bam to go ahead. Bam comes around. He could have kept going. This is what I'm saying. If Bam had posted earlier, pause. If Bam wanted to, if they wanted to run that play, I think Bam could have posted a little higher. Duncan makes that screen. Bam has a little bit tighter, a little more room to run, to roll for the bucket. But I like it. He kicked back out to Duncan. Go ahead. Duncan does something. I think turnover. Yeah. They have stuff, but then they get themselves out of stuff.
I honestly thought that was a really good play by Duncan.
It was. He did the right thing. Nothing. Yeah. He didn't do anything wrong. Not that they did anything wrong, but I just wanted them to start that a little higher. That just gives Bam more room to work coming off that screen. Go ahead. The second one. Pause. So I like this. Just I was like Joey said, you know, when we get new people, I don't really care what we look like. I just want to see how the new guys look. And so I was looking at how we use Trevor. I haven't been here for a bit. And I saw that we kind of are using him in those spots for the handoffs that we typically would maybe use a Bam. And so that kind of frees Bam up to do a little bit of other stuff. So I don't know if you can restart or not. It's fine. Something happens with like, okay, go ahead. Boom. Kick. Little, just kind of misdirection. Pause. The two of them, Bam and Duncan, they do a lot of like brush screens, running past each other. You cut this way one time, I'll cut this way the next time. They do a lot of stuff like that. They get a lot of stuff off that. Back it up one more time. Had Bam like rolled, and if they were looking for that lob that they really like to look to, I think Bam maybe would have had it. Yeah. if not, because dude helped all the way over, I think Goran's maybe a little bit freer in the corner, but Jimmy does Jimmy things. Pause, and then this last one, I just like Bam's intelligence. Pause, Brass. When I first saw it, I was a little upset because I wanted Bam to just run, to just dive. But he's aware of who has the ball, who he has trailing him. So rather than just diving to the rim, Bam kind of does this like weird tail out thing. But he ends up kind of setting a little brush screen for Duncan. And I thought that was just a good basketball IQ. Go ahead, Brass. Yeah, had Bam just run to the rim, he may have had something there.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences, so the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. and listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
But recognizing, you know, the game, get the three rather than two, easy shot, I like what Bam did there. Hopefully, that's it. That's all I got, those three plays. Hopefully, you know, the infusion of Vic gives us someone else that can attack downhill and that can come off tightly on some of those screens. You know, we can do a little bit more things with him. But I like where we're at right now. And I see the room where, you know, like I said, they like to do a lot of, you go this way one time, I'll go this way the next time. And they confuse a lot of people with that. So I just think about, you know, our possibilities when we're able to fully integrate, you know, Speed Demon and Thick Kelly into the lineup.
Look, no one's perfect. Even the best baseball player strikes out when the bases are loaded. The best golfer sometimes three-putt with the tournament on the line. So if you feel like you're coming up short in the bedroom, it's perfectly okay. But if it's bothering you, there are options. Go get to Roman.com/HeatBeat21 now. With Roman, you can get a free online evaluation and ongoing care for ED, all from the comfort and privacy of your own home. A U.S. licensed healthcare professional will work with you to find the best treatment plan. If medication is appropriate, it ships to you for free with two-day shipping, and the whole process is discreet and straightforward. Getting started is simple. Go get to Roman.com/HeatBeat21 and complete an online visit. Take care of your ED without leaving home. Complete the online visit today to connect with a doctor and take care of it. Go get to Roman.com/HeatBeat21 to get $15 off your first month. Look, that's a straightforward way to take care of your ED. Get to Roman.com/HeatBeat21. Go get started to save $15 on your first month of treatment.
Go ahead, G. Yeah.
Like, Siobhan, I love that you, especially that first play, because one of my things with the Heat offense is they take forever to get into sets, and it bothers me. Like, yeah, so like your thing about Bam, like kind of doing the early seal, like so often they'll run an action, and then if they don't get anything off that action, they have to pivot, and all of a sudden it's 14 on the shot clock before they even start to do something else. And it's like you're burning clock, and then you're giving your suboptimal offense less time to work with, and it's just a recipe for disaster. So actually,
and then it's that up was to great Jimmy at that point, or Bam to give us what he gives us.
I don't want to derail this. Is this true? Does Mo Harkless have 13 points?
That can't be true.
Are you
that
fucking
cannot
kidding
be
me
true?
Are
where
you
does he play? Is he in
me,
Sacramento?
Mo?
That can't be true. Hold on, wait. That can't be true. Okay,
breaking
I'm
checking
news the box score right now. He has 13 right points. Now. 5 for 8 from the field. 3 for 4
Tim
Harkless
in the Kings.
He has no fouls and no turnovers. He's plus 16. Did he even play 16 minutes here? He's a plus 16.
We were holding him back. We were holding him back.
Wow.
We were holding him back. He's plus 16. Holy shit.
Butchers of Biscayne.
What the fuck?
3 for 4 from the three.
Was he a fucking plant? Like,
wow.
He that's hated us. He definitely watches this show. He hated the fuck.
Tiff, look what you did.
Yo, this motherfucker's 3 for 4 from three.
You're from the three? Yeah.
Shit, 16. We could have used that.
3 for 4 from he leads the team at a plus 16.
Are we buying Tiff a Kings Mo Harkless jersey now?
We have to.
I think we got to.
Yo, this motherfucker. I can hear more now.
Is Chris Silva
yeah, right? More
now, the hate is real.
Hold on,
yeah.
Chris Silva got traded to.
Chris Silva has no minutes, he has not played.
He has not entered the game.
An affront to the culture.
He didn't go off for 22 and 10 one night, lose my shit. And then Kelly out here, ball. Fuck these.
Mo Harkless has the same 3-point shooting tonight as Harry B.
Yeah, I saw that.
I blame Spo.
Butcher's
that is upsetting.
Spo's getting out, coach.
Leif brings up Spo a good just point. Didn't you. We should give him the mid-level exception. I mean, we need a guy to shoot and play some four.
Break the wheel.
Spo didn't know how to. Spo didn't know how to use them is the problem.
Yeah. Clearly.
Okay. We're at 40 minutes, and I want to get to this. So we have the Joey House Hour 2-minute comedy hour. Go ahead, Brass.
All right. How's everyone doing?
Oh my God, is that Joey? Oh my God, look at him. Oh my God.
I went out to eat earlier today, and the place I went had those glass ketchup bottles. Now, I don't know why, but when using those, it always seems like it's either none or all of the contents in the bottle. There's never like a medium for that, you know, and God forbid you start struggling a little bit, you know, then the person you're with becomes some type of expert on a ketchup extraction. And they're just like shouting rules at you. You got to hit the 57. You got to hit the 57. And the way they're saying it, it's like they're saying it like they invented that rule. Like they created it. Everyone knows that. And it never works. You know, so you end up taking a knife or a fork or a corkscrew or your finger and just getting a blob of ketchup. You know what I mean? And if not, you're just still sitting there assaulting this bottle, just looking like you're trying to get a genie out of it. You know, you end up just barely getting any. And it's not like the technology isn't there. You know, we have squeeze bottles. You know, what is this, the 1950s? What am I still getting milk delivered to me? Am I going to a sock hop and an ice cream social? You know, let's all collectively just ban the glass bottles, you know, and all, you know, it's like me using my car and being like, you know what, never mind. I'm going to take a horse to work. It's like the technology is there. Let's just use the advancements that we're given. We have robots who build other robots now. And ketchup is still, you know, it's a hot topic in America, especially now. And, you know, mustard isn't much different, but, you know, I only have a couple minutes. And if we could, you know, that little bit of stuff you get after ketchup, let's get rid of that too. You know, I'd like to cancel that stuff.
The little that's the pre-squirt?
Worst. Oh, yeah. That's what it's called. The pre-squirt. Anyway, that's my time.
Woo! Joey with the RJ Barrett of ketchup bottles.
I feel the same way about the Heat's backup bigs as you do about the ketchup bottles.
The squirt problem.
I don't know.
Alf, I finally got you.
Yeah, I don't.
I finally got you speechless. You mother.
I don't want to think about any of those fuckers.
I got you, Alf.
Situation.
Drip drop.
Shout out to Moose.
Moose's birthday. Oh, man. Happy birthday, Moose.
Happy birthday, Moose.
Happy birthday, Moose.
Happy birthday, Moose.
Drip Drop Thursday here on Hangover Time for Moose's birthday.
Oh, we're doing Drip Drop Thursday for Moose's birthday. There he is. Wait, somebody said the backcourt are squirters. I don't know what happened with the squirt thing.
There's been a lot of squirt jokes that I'm glad that you haven't read.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry.
What's up with y'all?
Carliana says there's a squirt situation.
There was another one.
Hashtag squirt situation.
Nice.
There was a pre-something situation that somebody had mentioned.
Pre-game.
It's not the
pre-game
dropping we're used to around here.
I saw that they went ahead with the arena name change. What is it? NFX Arena now?
FTX?
Super off topic.
FTX?
FTX?
We talked about this on pre-game.
FX?
I'm not calling it that. Like, yeah. Not. I call the Hard Rock Sunlight Stadium, and I just got used to that because I was calling it Landshark for like 10 years, so...
First of all, if you don't call it Joe Robbie, you ain't real.
Yeah, Christian really? Got mad. Yeah, Christian got mad at me. He said, "What the fuck do you mean, Landshark? It's Joe Robbie Stadium."
I like to call it the shithole in Miami Gardens, but that's just me. which honestly, that's kind of redundant. The shithole. I mean,
I didn't want to say it.
I mean, just calling it the shithole in general should be
problematic.
Should be suffice.
Yeah.
Was there a timetable for Vic? Has anyone seen anything? What's his injury?
Leif said probably Thursday. Leif in our chat said probably
it's a migraine. Head
cold, right? Yeah.
Was it the sniffles or migraine?
I've never seen that
on the injury.
It'd be funny if it said sniffles in the injury report.
Yeah, you've got to be a little more creative in your injury. I thought it was sniffles.
Runny nose.
If it was before the trade deadline, I'm like, that motherfucker's getting traded. Because nobody puts no head cold on an injury report. Like,
I thought you wanted to play here, Vic. I thought you wanted to play here, Vic. What the fuck, man?
Yeah.
I saw a tweet.
Asked for a tweet.
He tweeted out. Good win.
It got too real. It got too real. It's like when you're texting someone, they're all like, they're all in, and it gets a little too real, and they back out.
Don't we play the Pacers next? Do we play the Pacers?
Yes.
All right. So maybe he coming out the locker room like Willis Reed with a fucking like towel wrapped around his head with an ice pack.
With a heating pad on his forehead.
Right, right. With some Vicks drinking Tussin.
Vicks. Yes, to the Tussin. Head cold. He needs some Tussin.
Oh my god.
And then he dropped. And then he dropped 40.
But now, how is he going to?
This is all a push.
How is he going to be received with Indiana fans?
In Indiana,
it should be applauded. I feel like
because I mean, there's a team member.
No, they're not.
He got traded. You know, so
people are
not be as contentious.
I mean, Indiana fans are. They're not going to be happy about him.
They'll be a little squirt. I mean, they'll be a little hurt.
I don't get it.
They hate him, and it's fine.
Sure, it's fine.
They hate him. It's
fine. We had that one year. That one guy came here. They hated him, too. So
yeah.
I'm excited, though. Right. I want to see what he looks like. I want to see what him and Jimmy look like. I want to see what that all defensive lineup looks like.
I'm hype. If he get one steal, I'm going to talk about that all night.
You see that?
All night, Alf. We're going to lead with the steal. We're going to end with the steal.
Yeah. No, listen, man. Like, I'm so excited to see a guard on this team that could defend. Like, Gabe Vincent tries. It's been years. And, like, Gabe Vincent tries his little heart out. Like, he really does. Like,
who was
he
the
really
last
tried.
Where was Nunn today?
Tyler Johnson?
Nunn is out with the ankle.
Nunn is out.
Horny.
Tyler was good defensively.
Yeah, Tyler was good. It was Dwayne. It was Dwayne. Dwayne was still
Alfred's
a good defender.
At home wrapping it up.
Huh? What happened?
Alfred's at home wrapping Kendrick's ankle up.
Yeah, taping it up. You're not ready to go yet. You're not ready to go yet.
Did y'all
Stay
miss
down.
Him?
Just sit down. Did we miss him?
No.
I forgot.
Honestly, it was like the third quarter, and I was like, wait. And I checked the box score, and I was like, oh, yeah.
And you know why? Because in the third quarter, I heard an outrageous stat. With like 560 left, Jimmy and Bam were the only two people in the whole game that had double digits. Jimmy had 13. Bam had like 10.
Right.
It was like 43-36 going into the third. It was something ridiculous. So, yes, infuse some life into this offense, please.
And in the third quarter, only Jimmy and Duncan had gone to the line. And that is, to me,
that's
one of the biggest problems. Yeah. Like the Heat shot 17 from the free throw, shot 17 free throws tonight. Like, they need somebody. They shot 17 free throws. How many did Jimmy have? Jimmy had 8 of them.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, I talked about it on Twitter. Like, Tyler, people talk about Tyler can break down defenses and get to the rim, but Tyler cannot pass out of the paint because when he leaves his feet, he makes terrible decisions. Right? He does not. He's not looking. He doesn't know where other guys are on his way to the rim. When he passes out of the paint, it's because he's in trouble.
Right.
And at that point, you've already lost. Like, you didn't drive with a purpose. Like, you didn't have two ideas in your head. The purpose, either score, get fouled, or kick out to a three-point shooter. He doesn't have that. And that was hating on time.
They probably haven't been watching all year.
I think they mean me. Always. I think that was lobbed at me specifically.
Listen, I know is, look at this Marco tweet, Al. Not tweet, but look at this Marco.
put it up, Brass. Thank you.
Ghost Drive Game.
Oh, no, no,
Drive
no.
Drive Game. Yeah.
Oh, another one?
Go ahead.
The other one.
I agree to that one. Hopefully.
I have a stat there about that if you guys want.
There you go. Go that ahead. One right there.
Mm. Yeah.
Heat Twitter is going to be jarred seeing a guy defend a screen like Oladipo. Oh, my God. You can go over the screen. Yes. That is going
to
be.
This, to me, is the biggest thing.
So impactful.
I thought that was jarring. Yeah. Oh.
Hero, it doesn't even die on screens. He just avoids them and walks away. I'm trying not to bag on him because he's a part of the team going forward. But there are times where he legitimately doesn't die on the screen. He just completely avoids it and drifts into the paint and doesn't guard anybody.
I don't screen so good.
Whose face is that?
Tom Holland. Oh, speaking of which.
Oh, Brass, it's about that time.
It is about that time.
Wait, I think G had a stat he wanted to give on Oladipo first.
Numbers.
We did this. No, it's real quick. So the Heat are in the 90th percentile at shot quality at the rim, but they're the 10th percentile in getting to the rim. So they, when they're at the rim, they're shot through the roof. They are fucking killing it. They just
say
get
the whole
there.
Thing one more time, G.
The Heat are in the 90th percentile in shot quality at the rim, but they're in the 10th percentile in getting to the rim. Oladipo.
And I feel like that should be backwards. They get to the rim all the time and just kick the shit out.
They don't take the shots.
That's
right.
They don't take the shots at the rim.
I know what they mean.
It's ridiculous.
He's a guy that's legit. And kind of to the point that we make about we're sick of the handoffs and the sick of the offense taking forever to get into. They're not going to have to wait for Duncan to come off of a pistol or a curl or whatever. I mean, Depot is not a shooter like that. So they're going to run pick and roll, which is just a lot quicker, easier thing to get into. Yeah.
Let's play 2021 basketball, please. Like, yes. I just saw a Heat-Knicks game from fucking 1996, and I'm over it. Like, it was like Alonzo Mourning and Patrick Ewing out there.
Dream Shake and everything.
Yeah, he's our Dream Shake. Like, listen, I love nostalgia like as much as the next guy. But shit, like, I'm watching other teams score fucking 70 points in the first half. Like, yeah, look at it.
If you build it, they will come.
RJ Barrett, I'm sorry.
You're fine.
RJ Barrett thought they still don't allow dunking. All right,
Please, Brass.
He didn't know he could order bigger.
You're making a song come on the bottom
here. Brass save us.
He didn't know he could order bigger shorts. He just thought, you know, make it small was all they had.
All right, so we got more entries for the Miami Heat movie. More casting.
He didn't know he could vote.
Holy shit.
Brass, please. Brass, right now.
Heat movie.
Brass, don't make me say something,
okay,
please.
Okay. So I'm not going to go back. I'm not going to do the whole damn cast. We do that every time. We have too many people now. So I'm just going to do the ones we introduced last show. We got Will Smith as Juwan Howard.
Perfect. Yeah, it's perfect.
Let's go on the way to the final four.
Which is scary good. We have Jamie Foxx as Jimmy Butler. Can't get enough of.
That's real Oh man.
My mom's boyfriend has been like saying that he like this forever, and because he wants to him. And I kept forgetting to tell you. So you know, thanks.
I thought you were gonna say my mom's boyfriend looks like this.
I was like, hey, gee, what's up?
Hey.
Welcome to the cookout.
And
bring your stepdad.
And as we said last time, this one was for Tiff. This is for Duncan Robinson. We have Michael Cera.
Wow.
Hi, Brian.
It's the end of the world.
Pretty uncanny.
Perfect.
Do we have Kelly? Who's Kelly?
Oh, Kelly, we have
BoJack Horseman.
No, we have
holy shit.
Jason
no, this
Mewes.
Is the J guy.
Jason Mewes, yeah.
Oh, from like James and Bob.
Yeah, James and Bob. So we have a new one for Belitza. We have Jason Segel.
Oh same my god!
Type, just, same exact body
oh
type.
Oh my god!
Yeah. Oh yeah, definitely.
That is
definite.
So good.
But after Joey's rant earlier, we also have Grimace. So, I'm not
he
really
looks
sure.
Great.
Which
yeah,
one of you
honestly,
suggested
something
for Vic?
Yes,
very, very similar body type. Anyway, So this one, Alf really wanted this one. This is for Spo. We have a lot. We're going to be doing plenty of Spo, I think, because we do have a lot of people giving us ideas. But for tonight, we have Randall Park as Spo.
I mean, to do this, the name is hot right now.
It's a little touchy.
It is. It is. I think that one's pretty solid.
Tiffany Meeks.
And so this one, this is sort of like a bonus one. So this is someone that's not on the team, but someone that's clearly part of the Heat canon. I don't know her name, but the lady who yelled at Joakim Noah, Meryl Streep.
She'll win an Oscar for that.
This started off as a words bait, and I think she could pull it off like a supporting actress.
If we're doing crowd, we need purple shirt guy from 2016.
We're gonna be doing this all fucking season.
Okay, we got plenty.
There's enough people. So again, send us your recommendations. Hashtag Miami Heat movie. We're gonna keep this going. We're gonna do two or three every game until we just can't. We're gonna be scraping the bottom of the barrel. It's gonna be beautiful.
Oh my god. The problem we haven't got a good weight yet, have we?
No, I don't. That one's got to be just right, man. Yeah. That's got to be just right.
We tried we haven't got a good Zoe. I thought a Common as Zoe would be good, and this didn't like work.
I was not trying it. It wasn't working as well as you would think.
Yeah, I see that.
Scarlett Johansson.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I said The Rock as Zoe.
Rob Schneider.
The Rock.
As Rob Schneider.
Chet Hanks.
Chet Hanks.
Hey.
As Wade.
Hey,
the white boy summer.
Bloop, bloop.
That's the fucking funniest video.
It's white boy summer.
Brass, can you get the white boy summer video and put like Duncan's face on the guy talking? I don't know if like I don't know what the or Tyler or something. I mean, there's something there.
Who is redacted?
Who?
Who's redacted?
Myers Leonard.
Myers.
Whatever you see redacted.
I know. Who do we have cast?
We have
Ed Norton from American Ed History Norton. X.
He's going to have to play it less racist than American History X.
That much.
You got to go harder, man.
Jesus.
Mainland. You're holding back.
Give me a good one.
Pretend you're playing Call of Duty.
Buddy, it's just you and me here. Give it to me.
You just got sniped. What do you say? Anything else?
More offensive. More offensive. You just got sniped by a child.
Don't hold back. Shit. Let it out.
It's just me and you here.
You haven't played in months. Get into character.
That's great. Damn, who else is left?
Joe Biden just won the election. What do you say?
Damn it, Brass. You are too good.
Yes.
This drink is to you, Brass.
People are asking who's John Crotty, Brass. Do you have Crotties? Because Crotties is one of my favorites.
We did a couple Crotties. Honestly, with as much time as you said situation, we just made him the situation.
That's the one I wanted.
Would hey RJ girl.
Yes, he would.
Shit.
Myers called the cops on RJ sitting at the countertop.
Oh, you thirsty?
It's happening daily. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. Time is short before something big happens, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure 4-week emergency food kits for each member of your family. Each kit contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day.
Save $50 on each four-week food kit you purchase. Plus, get free shipping on Ready Hour four-week emergency food kits. You're not ready if it's not Ready Hour foods. At My Patriot Supply, you can also get solar power generators, water filtration units, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m., and your unmarked boxes ship the same day. Shop MyPatriotSupply.com today. MyPatriotSupply.com.